brought to you by Leaving the Ring. It's just not a sport to us. It's a lifestyle. Hey, don't forget, we're on every Monday night at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, be sure to download the Pandora so you can catch up with the rotation of all the shows that are on the network. I hope you enjoyed this one here.
What's going on, people? Hope everybody's doing okay. Hope you are enjoying your Wednesday. It's 4 minutes to 11 right now. Decided to jump on really quick since I ain't got nothing really going on until after 11:30. So anyways, here's my quick takes. If you missed Tuesday's show, don't worry about it. Actually, it'll be up a little later. I had to actually edit out the DAZN highlights because DAZN put a copy fringe on my video. You know, they don't like us showing any highlights, even though it was like a small box and we didn't show the fight, but that is what it is. That's how the cookie crumbles when you're, which is really stupid because we're helping out their app, right? We're talking about their fights and trying to get more people to subscribe to it, but what are you going to do? So anyways, we had a really good show yesterday. It was over 2 hours of boxing talk. But it'll be up a little later, like I said. If not, you can catch it on Pandora, where there will be no editing and nobody putting a copyright on our podcast, because it's not, you're not viewing it, you're hearing it, right? All right, so let's go down our quick take. AJ ducking Usyk. I saw Egas Kilmas. I think that's how he pronounced his last name and stuff. He did an interview with Boxing Scene with Dan Raphael and Rafe, whatever. Yeah. And he had some interesting things to say. You know, yesterday's show, we had kind of mentioned how, you know, Anthony Joshua, who should he avoid if he can't get Tyson Fury in the ring of next year, 2021 summertime? I think that's what they're gearing for. I think they're trying to wait for, you know, all the COVID restrictions to be lifted so they can have a live gate. It's just by far the biggest heavyweight for 2021. It's all for the belts. We were bringing up some names. And of course, the first name that came to mind was Alexander Usyk. Okay. He's in 2012 got the gold medal. He is the undisputed cruiserweight champion. He's made his pro debut in the heavyweight division twice. Has he looked like majorly spectacular in the heavyweight division? No, he hasn't. But that being said, I mean, his footwork, hand speed, his IQ is still going to be a lot of trouble for any heavyweight, you know, and especially for AJ. You know, he's 31 years old. He started late in boxing. He's also another Olympian. You know, he's 21. He's 24-1 and 22 KOs, getting his win over Pulev on a great KO, fashion. But, you know, AJ still, to me, is going to have problems with a pure boxer. And that's why I think a lot of folks are picking Tyson Fury over AJ if they do meet up next year. But if it doesn't happen, you know, like I said, Usyk's name was the one I said, well, I would probably avoid that. But how do you do that if the WBO is pressing for a mandatory, you know? I mean, AJ obligated his IBF mandatory. That's why he fight Pulev. So Egas got on and he said, look, you know, I'm going to do what's right for my fighter. Just like AJ's people and Tyson people, they're going to do what's right for their fighter, you know? But he gets to say, you know, he said, look, I'm not an idiot. All right. If it comes down, it's a good deal for Usyk, we're going to take it. But right now, him talking to Usyk is basically Usyk's like, look, I want this fight. I don't want step aside money. I don't want none of that. What I want is the chance. And the reason why he wants it is because, you know, he fought to get to that position, okay? He's been fighting to get to that position of challenging for the heavyweight championship of the world. And I feel him. I understand where he's coming from. I understand what his manager's coming from, because that's his management. You know, they have to do what's right by their fighter, okay? But Bob Arum, who co-promotes Tyson Fury in the Top Rank, he said something. You know, he's like, he's pretty confident. He's pretty confident that the fight between Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, who's with Eddie Hearn, that fight's going to follow through regardless. The worst that could happen is the WBO strips AJ. And, you know, they don't see a problem with that because this is considered the biggest heavyweight fight out there to be made right now, right? But what Egas is saying is giving up one belt, then that's not really for history then. And I agree with them with that, but also have to say that at some point, belts don't matter. Okay? Now, fighters love to have belts in their glass cases they could put up in their home, and they could show you all the belts that they have, you know, have gained and accomplished. But when you have a fight of this magnitude where the fan base is asking and wanting, then that's when you start saying, well, belts don't really matter, because this is really the fight of who's the best heavyweight. Because take away all the belts and everything, you still have to consider these two are the best right now in the heavyweight division, right? Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. You know, I mean, Tyson Fury was the upset card for Deontay Wilder, because originally it was Wilder and AJ. That was the big heavyweight fight to be made. You know, so Egas is right. If the belt is dropped, the WBO belt is dropped from AJ, and it leaves Alexander Usyk on the outside looking in, you can argue, yes, they're not fighting for all the belts. That can be an argument made. But in reality, it doesn't really matter. And they know that. Egas knows that. You know, I mean, he's obviously going to fight his case with a great debate on how, well, this is not really for the, you know, he had all the belts and now all of a sudden the belts don't matter. And you would have to agree with them, but then disagree. Well, this is a big fight. Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury. This is a fight of saying who is the recognized linear heavyweight. Okay. And Tyson Fury beat the man that AJ was supposed to be supposed to dismantle. Didn't do it. So this can kind of resurge Anthony Joshua in so many ways, because there's still a lot of questions to be answered since his loss to Andy Ruiz. So does Usyk have a leg to stand on? The only thing he does have is that mandatory that the WBO can pressure Anthony Joshua or strip him from it. Okay. And that's why Bob Arum is sitting back and saying, I don't see an issue, because these are prize fighters. At the end of the day, these are prize fighters and they're looking for the biggest payday. Though Usyk is a very recognizable name, he's an undisputed cruiserweight champion, a very recognizable name in the boxing circle. Okay. In the boxing circle. Yeah, UK fans too. But majority of American fans really don't know who Alexander Usyk is. That's still something that needs to be marketed out there, you know? So could Egas and his team and his management and everybody, could they match what Tyson Fury could give to AJ and Eddie? I mean, Eddie's a businessman. He's a promoter. I don't think so. And it's such a big risk for AJ, and Eddie Hearn knows this. It's a massive risk for him to send his fighter out to fight Alexander Usyk, just because the fact is that Usyk is very dangerous. I don't think anybody can not argue that, you know, Usyk can possibly give so many of the guys that we can mention in the heavyweight division so many problems and get a win. There's only probably off the top of my head, three guys that could give him a lot of problems, which would obviously be Tyson Fury, Andy Ruiz, Andy Ruiz is in top shape, and even Joseph Parker, who's got an a very difficult assignment in January against FA. So that's why, I mean, on our show, we were like, should he pursue the WBO mandatory Anthony Joshua versus Usyk? And I think everybody agreed, no. No. Because that could possibly stop this mega fight between both these warriors that are ready, and the time is just right. Look what happened to Wilder. They couldn't come to an agreement on money. They couldn't come to an agreement on anything to make the fight between Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. And what did Wilder do? He decided to go venture off somewhere else and end up first getting a draw against Tyson Fury. And he wasn't satisfied with that because he felt that he won that fight. He felt that count was delayed. And somehow, some way, Tyson Fury rose off the canvas and got back into the fight and was able to survive the remaining minutes of the 12th round. And so he went off and got, you know, wanted a rematch with Tyson Fury instead of going, you know what, I'll come back to this one. Let me go fight Anthony Joshua. Came back and he got destroyed. Destroyed. And it stopped us from watching one of the most anticipated in how many years? Heavyweight showdown. It disrupted it so bad that you had casual commentators from ESPN and other networks having a televised meltdown. So does Anthony Joshua want to follow that route? Do you think that Anthony Joshua team want to take a page from Deontay Wilder and PBC? No, I don't think so. So I think what's going to happen is either they're going to strip it, or though he's saying he doesn't want step aside money, like he just said, I'm looking out for my fighter. I'm not an idiot. Key word, he said, I'm not an idiot. And I believe he is not. He just has done a great job with his fighters, from Lomachenko to Usyk and anybody else that's been underneath his banner. He's done a great job with. He's by far that. Good business boxing manager you have there. So I believe that if the price is right, or there is some type of guarantee, he gets the winner, Usyk. I think Aegis would jump on that. I think that would be satisfaction to his fighter. Being, hey, listen, we have to wait a little longer, but here's a great big sum of money. And you can fight somebody else that can keep you, it's like a stay busy type of bout. Or you could say, screw it. You know, I'll fight somebody difficult where people are going to demand. People are going to be in the same breath of them saying, I want to see AJ Tyson versus Tyson Fury. I want to see Usyk versus the winner. Whoever's going to win between those two I just mentioned. I mean, that's what Usyk should do. I know what he's trying to do is what Lomachenko did when he burst into the scene. So he was with Top Rank, and within his fifth fight, he got in with Orlando Siri Salcido. And that was unheard of. And he feels, well, I've done so much in the cruiserweight division. I'm the unified champion. I should be able to get immediately a heavyweight title. Now, if the belts were all scattered, I think that he would be right. But because it's obtained by one fighter, and then you have one holding the WBC title and holding the Lanier title, makes it quite more difficult. And you have other stars in the heavyweight divisions. And I like, you know, in the 90s, in early 2000s, when you had one guy reigning, which was Vladimir Klitschko, and then was really honestly not a great crop of heavyweight fighters out there at all. Usyk is entering an era of some real dangerous fighters. And think about this. Joe Joyce just defeated Daniel Dubois. And Dubois was considered a mega force in the heavyweight division. Most of us, including myself, thought that Dubois is going to go out there and just beat the brakes off of the slow juggernaut Joe Joyce. And it didn't happen. Joe Joyce was able to channel in his George Foreman jab and just clearly outboxed him with one hand. Broke this man down. And Usyk and Joyce have history with each other. You know, Usyk beat Joe Joyce in the World Super Series. No, in the Super Series of boxing. Sorry. Which was in their amateur career. But they were fighting with no headgear. So there's that fight. That is a very intriguing fight. Trust me. I think a lot of fans would want to see Usyk and Joyce go at it. Settle the score. Right? But it's boxing. You never know. Can Egas and the WBO sway Anthony Joshua to not fight Tyson Fury and move on and facing them? In 2021, can't say it's not been heard of, where somebody is, sidetracked and said, I'll do this one first. Let me get this one out of the way. And let me go after the money bag later. I just don't see that, though. I think Eddie Hearn learned his lesson with Deontay Wilder. I just can't picture him going, we'll wait. Let's just put that in the back burner. I don't want to think about that right now, Tyson Fury. Now, I think he wants it more than AJ wants it, to tell you the truth. I think AJ would go with the flow. If he was told that you're going to fight Usyk, he'd be like, all right, let's do that. No problem. Whatever. I'm a fighter. I mean, he didn't seem too, forthcoming. On Saturday after beating Pulev, he was leaving it up to the audience in attendance of his fight. He was like, what do you guys want? Who do you want? Whereas Tyson Fury immediately jumped on his Instagram and called him out. And even said, you look scared. I don't picture Eddie Hearn being scared. I think Eddie's like, well, I got to make some money off this guy because he's still chinny. I'm not really sure. He had a good performance, but in the back of your mind, you gotta question if his mental state there after being broken up, beaten down by Andy Ruiz. I mean, it's prize fighting. Like I said, boxing is a business before it's a sport. We know that. Been following the sport long enough, you know that. And that's why I say I don't see Usyk or the WBO getting in the way of facing of AJ facing Tyson Fury. But he just could make a great case that Anthony Joshua is ducking his fighter because it makes a good headline. It makes a good conversation for Usyk fans, which could create a buzz. But in reality, it's not even that case. Like I said, I don't think Anthony Joshua would have a problem, But what's at stake is millions and millions of dollars between these two, Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury, and Eddie Hearn and Bob Arum and even Tyson Fury are in this for the money. Tyson Fury's looking for the biggest fights. He's the marquee name right now. And that's where Usyk has to come in reality. He hasn't created that buzz yet in the heavyweight division to make such demands. He's just another contender. Yeah, you're the undisputed cruiserweight. But that's the cruiserweight division. This is the big man division now. Anyways, I'll upload this here on YouTube later today if you want to comment on this, what I've talked about. If you disagree or agree, you go, certainly can. Go ahead and put it on there on the comments on YouTube. I'll be back on here tomorrow at 11 a.m. here on Locker Room. Don't forget to join the app. Get it on your iPhone. And you can obviously join in the conversation. Or if you have any questions or any quick takes as well, let's do it. This is your boy, Dave Duenas from Leaving the Ring. I'll talk to you guys soon.